Next case, please.
Thank you. The next application is $11,639. Scott C. Shipman and Spencer C. Shipman seek a variance to reduce the front yard setback, section 115-34B of the Sussex County zoning ordinance. The property is located on the north side of South Carolina Avenue, approximately 142 feet west of North Bay Shore Drive. The 911 address is 108 South Carolina Avenue in Milton. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 235, map 3.16, parcel 85. We received 3 mail returns, no letters in support, no letters in opposition. Specifically, they're requesting a 10-foot variance for the front and then a variance to allow the building to encroach into the airspace of the 10-foot variance that the building is encroaching. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, board members. Chad Meredith with Hudson Jones, Jaywork and Fisher, representing your applicant tonight. The applicants are Scott and Spencer Shipman, current owners of the property. The property is zoned MR, which has a setback requirement of 30 feet in the front. This is located in Broadkill Beach, South Carolina Avenue, actually. And a survey was performed in June of this year by Richard Vetter. I believe that survey was attached with the application. That was performed in the sort of the course of action for the Shipmans leading up to settlement and purchase of the property. The survey shows the encroaching portion here. The front of the home, which is an enclosed porch, is located 20 feet off of South Carolina Avenue. Again, there's a 10-foot front yard setback requirement there. Just a quick trace of title back in time. Again, the current owners, Mr. and Mrs. Shipman, acquired the property in June of 2015 from Vernon and Glenda Hallett by a deed recorded in deed book 4405, page 110, here at the Recorder of Deeds office. Hallett's acquired the property from Elizabeth Kibler in 2000. That deed was recorded at deed book 2512, page 66. And Elizabeth and her then then alive husband, Paul Gibler, originally acquired the property back in 1958 by deed from Ann Layton, recorded in deed book 491-260. In leading up to settlement in this application, record cards were pulled, and we took a look at records, the property records here. That record card indicated that the home was constructed around 1950. I can't recall if the property card had a question mark or a plus or minus, but in any event, it's estimated to have been built around 1950. Then in 2004, a building permit was issued in order to allow an existing open porch to be enclosed. We didn't see any variances in going through how that exactly went about, but the porch was enclosed where it stands, a permit was issued for that. Aerial photos, I believe I included one of those with the application as well, show that not only is this property developed, but many of the lots around it are also developed, and some of those other properties seem to be similarly situated. Broadkill, this is not my first time in putting together an application for Broadkill Beach. There seem to be quite a few. Also, a flood insurance rate map was included with the application. It's a little hard to read. It's a printout off of the FEMA website. The printout, although it's hard to read, I checked today, it is zoned as an AE zone with an elevation of 9 feet. So Mr. and Mrs. Shipman would like to raise the home 10 feet, 9 or 10 feet, in order to get it out of the floodplain, safely out of the floodplain. The footprint of the home will basically remain the same. I have included, or I just passed around to you, a sheet set from Element Design, who has worked on their construction drawings here. They have plans, a site plan, as well as elevations. The site plan shows you that it does, in fact, basically, they're just lifting this straight up 10 feet. not really changing the footprint. There is a minor change to the front porch. The survey done by Vetter shows the front porch is a little narrower than the width of the house. However, now Element has the porch being the full width of the front of the house, sort of squaring it up. So again, they're basically asking that the front porch remain where it is, just 10 feet higher, so located 20 feet off of South Carolina Avenue. Turning to the standards for relief, of course, a variance request cannot be granted unless the applicant can show uniqueness. This property has unique circumstances and conditions. The property is unique in that the home and porch, which was subsequently enclosed around 2004, were built near grade. However, the property is located in an AE zone requiring an elevation of 9 feet. There is an exceptional practical difficulty and undue hardship due to this condition. The home and porch are located in floodplain. According to current firm maps, and the Shipmans would like to elevate the home above that floodplain. The 10-foot encroachment in the front has gone undetected for several years, at least 11 since the porch was permitted to be enclosed around 2004. The Shipmans are not asking to encroach any further, but they are asking to raise the home and porch and allow for the enclosed front porch to remain located 20 feet from South Carolina Avenue. Possibility of development. The existing structure is similarly situated as other homes in the immediate vicinity. The property and neighboring properties, as I mentioned, are already developed. However, the property is located in a floodplain, and the applicant would like to get out of that floodplain. The difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The home was built previous to the applicant's acquisition of the property, with the home and porch already existing in place as they currently are. As I mentioned, the property card records indicate the home was built around 1950, porch permitted in 2004. The applicant did not create this exceptional practical difficulty. They purchased the home as it is. Effect on the surroundings. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Again, this has been a long-standing circumstance, and it's gone unnoticed for at least 11 years. And as I mentioned, other homes seem to be fairly similarly situated. Variance will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development of adjacent property. Again, those lots are developed. Variance will not be detrimental to the public welfare as the location of the home 20 feet off of South Carolina Avenue already exists, and raising the structure will not affect neighboring properties. The extent of the variance is the least modification possible. Again, this is a request for 10 feet, which is all that is needed to afford relief from the front yard setback requirement of 30 feet. And the variance is necessary to afford relief as the home is already existing, has been for some time. And again, this is in hopes of removing the home out of the floodplain. And Mr. Shipman, you've heard everything I just said. If I didn't bore you to death, would you say that everything I said, to the best of your knowledge and belief, is true and correct?
It's true and correct.
Thank you. Nothing further. Yeah, page two of those of that set has a site plan, and I guess the dark hash line is the setbacks.
Okay. All right. And then the other question I had was, is there a way you can move the house so that it is in compliance? You're moving it up, or are there other things on the property, septic tanks, whatnot?
Well, the septic has to go in the rear yard. I have that old plan that's taken up most of the rear yard. So I cannot move the house back.
That limits your kind of building it.
Yes, it does. It seriously limits it.
Okay. All right. That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none. I will entertain a motion. second to that motion? And a motion by Mr. Mills, second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 11,639. In favor of the motion, Mr. Wade?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons.
And Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So a vote of 4-0, case number 11,639 is approved.
Thank you.